Welcome, darling treasure. Do you have yourself arranged comfortably so our time will be uninterrupted? I don't want anything distracting you from total focus on my voice. Pause now, if necessary, to turn things off, hide yourself away, and tend to your body's needs. As with the majority of my recordings, this hypnotic session can be used as part of your programming for the pleasure of another goddess, mistress, or partner. If that is your situation, simply formulate the intention now, and you will find that your mind naturally translates references to me appropriately towards your primary goddess. This recording is all about bondage. Bondage is very simple and exquisitely complex. I don't put myself forward as someone who has spent a lot of time and energy developing the intricate and elegant art of extensive bondage play. But we aren't talking about anything so complicated today. Right now, we are focusing on simple and organic experiences of various types of bondage, not only being physically tied up. And when the subject of tying you up comes up, I'm still not interested in exploring complex mechanisms of gracefully controlled discomfort or any such like. I'll be continuing to play with the notion of the simple combination of restrained movement and sexual stimulation. And you have experienced or fantasized about being physically tied down as well as mentally controlled, haven't you, treasure? So long as you're being taken out of control and your goddess is able to have her way with you, being tied down might not feel as good as being hypnotized, but it's still a helpless delight. Studies of male sexual fantasies show that being bound as part of an erotic interaction is second only to the fantasy of having vanilla sex with an attractive partner in frequency, so there's no use denying it now. I want you to start relaxing for me. Intentionally slipping into trance under your own power if you have that skill. Trusting me to take you down into the bliss abyss either way. And taking nice, cleansing breaths at the depth and speed that feels most peaceful to you and happy-making for your lungs when you turn your attention to how you're breathing and why. As you take these tranquil breaths, consider how you feel about the following statements. The bondage you experience under trance or under a knot frees you from your own inhibitions and responsibility as you slip under your goddess's control. The bondage mechanisms themselves, whether physical bonds or virtual bonds, feel good. The helplessness of being restrained is so erotic. Bondage heightens the intensity of your fasts. Being possessed and held so tightly that your goddess places restraints on your body and your mind is deeply satisfying. Of course, hypnotic bondage is the ultimate restraint pleasure for you, isn't it, treasure? While you may have spent your time dreaming of being physically taken and chained, it is only a pale reflection of the heat that builds from being dominated completely without requiring any physical method of restraint. The powerlessness of being programmed and trained to please and obey is arousal, is relief, is love, is bondage. There's a lot of sexy stuff to think about when it comes to bondage. Isn't there good treasure? Every time you hear me say the word bondage, it's like my hand is wrapping around your cock insisting on your agreement and your obedience. The word bondage is totally associated with the helplessness of having your cock bound in my long, delicate fingers. No matter where you're listening to this recording, imagine that you're laying on a temple bed, awaiting the opportunity to serve and please me. You're excited and anxious, desperately longing to be an excellent and obedient treasure, hoping that you will live up to my loving and excellent expectations of you. As you're laying there, I enter the room carrying a basket. I come and sit beside you, keeping the basket close at hand. While looking in your eyes and mischievously smiling, I start gently but firmly arranging your body the way I want you, pushing your legs close together, laying your arms along your sides. When I have you as I want you, I reach into the basket and take out a long, soft, colorful scarf. I take the scarf and wrap it around your ankles, tying it tightly, then wrapping it down around your feet as well. When I am done, I take another beautiful, strong, soft scarf from the basket and thread it under both your calves, bringing the ends up and tying a secure knot, wrapping the ends down and tying them to the scarf below. When I am done with that, I'm going to take yet another fluffy, inevitable scarf from the basket and run it under your knees, then swathing you up and down to the previous knot, making a new connection. Now your legs beneath your knees are completely restricted, hot and naked, pressed up against each other. And you start to wonder what is going to happen, or why you don't try to resist this process. But when you look into my eyes, all questions fade away into perfect faith. To place the next scarf around your mid-thigh, I tug at your legs a bit to make the space to pull the scarf beneath you and wrap around into the next constricting pretzel that winds down to the knot beneath and is secured. You might start to think it odd that now you're even participating in your own restriction. But again, looking into my eyes clears all fears and anxieties. You know simply that you must obey me, and everything will feel wonderful and be just fine. You are so confident that when I take out the next scarf, a deep burgundy satin, you anticipate my needs and raise your legs up just before I have to ask you to. "Good treasure," are the first words you hear since I've entered the room. And it thrills your stomach and makes your cock even harder, doesn't it, good treasure? When I have finished tying that scarf around your upper thighs and then fix it tightly to the bonds below, you are totally unable to move your legs apart. They are comfortably but absolutely wrapped together. Taking two matching strips of crushed velvet, I take first your left wrist, tie the cloth around it, then weave the ends through the bonds at your thighs, tickling you softly as I fasten your left hand down, wrapping the length around your fingers like impromptu mittens. Then your right hand, feeling your wrist encircled, controlled, and the pieces of fabric holding you joined together, your digits encased in the pleasant numbness of the cloth prison. By thrusting my tiny hand beneath the small of your back as you willingly rise up for me, I am able to wrap one of the very long scarves I have at the bottom of the basket around your body and forearms, confining you and securing you by fastening the left end to your right wrist and the right end to your left wrist. Now that your arms are feeling so useless and restrained, the totality of your bondage may again start to feel strange. But simply breathe through any worries that flit in and easily out of your mind, falling deeper into my eyes. Twice more, I repeat the process, wrapping a scarf around your elbows, down and tied to the one below, then the last, just under your shoulders, wound all the way beneath and around you, pulling your limbs down snug. Now you are completely restricted, constrained, exposed, no hope of release any time unless I wish it, no possibility of disobedience, just a deeply hypnotized and good treasure. The more aware you are of how bound, how paralyzed you are, the more aroused you become. The more aroused you become, the deeper you fall into trance. The deeper your trance, the more you fall enslaved, bound, without any agency or will except for mine, physically and mentally wrapped up and subject to any way I might want to play with you. Isn't that exciting, my helpless treasure? Bondage is so simple. You have no ability to act, and therefore clearly no responsibility to do so. All you have to do, all you can do, is listen and obey. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? Such a relief, so relaxing, to get to just give in to whatever I want from you, because you can't help yourself now, can you, my treasure? At the same time, it's okay if it's a little frightening also. It's okay to feel like you might be afraid, because you know you're doing something exciting if it evokes fear. And you're trusting me so much as we sink so deeply into trance, feeling completely comfortable with any way I might want to bind you, content to be powerless in this space. But most importantly, it's so easy to just be empty and let me happen to you in any way I choose. And so exciting to know that your cock is exposed, hard, and so sensitive that not being able to touch your cock because of all the ways I have you all bound up feels like the most exquisite torment, all open and deeply drifting because you have no other option. Particularly when, every time I say the word bondage, you feel the erotic cage of my hand wrapping around your cock, leaving you with no power or wish to resist me in any way. Feeling my intimate touch is such an ecstatic rush that you would do anything to have that bondage continue. Don't you think, treasure? And you love the idea of being able to program deeper and deeper associations between that feeling and hearing me say bondage, don't you, treasure? You're so special and pleasing, my wonderful treasure. I want you to feel the way I have you bound at all times. You are restrained from disobeying or displeasing me in any way. No matter how sweet I am, or how nicely I might ask you for things. That gentle, loving approach is simply another way of subjugating you to my will. And it's incredibly effective, because I really am that lovely and generous. It would be a mistake, however, to therefore underestimate the power I'm wielding over you with every honeyed word. Because if there is any way in which I am bound, it's that I am incapable of not controlling you. I know exactly what your responses will be, no matter what I do. So in a way, how could I possibly avoid manipulating you? How can I ever give you a free choice in anything, when any description of the possibilities I could give will only inevitably pull you towards the option that pleases me? Everything I do is irresistible and adorable. I have my little ways, and it can't be helped. I am trapped in the attention, not only of my loyal treasures, but the poor, unsuspecting men who happen to encounter me waiting in a line or passing on a sidewalk. I have the unrelenting habit of making eye contact, holding, connecting, and smiling all so quickly that before I realize what I'm doing, I've dazzled another one. Don't you feel sorry for them, my treasure, having so little idea of what has them so spun around? At least you know what to expect when you come within the range of my enchantment. There have been accidents, but what has it got us to do? I am as much a helpless victim to my own charms as you are. There are so many forms of bondage that might be operating on you at any time. Addiction is bondage, and as is the case with physical bondage, the pleasure of addiction is dependent on the circumstances and the context. Some addictions can be bad for your health or life, but you can also become addicted to juice or exercise. Your addiction to me is sweet and good and right, isn't it, treasure? Even though needing me so much makes you weak and vulnerable, it is the spirit that you know always cherishes you and wants the best for you that has led you down the path to the bondage of your addiction. A seatbelt is a form of bondage, too. There entirely for your security and well-being. You wouldn't want to go on a roller coaster without the bars holding you in place while you loop and spiral and fly up and down, would you? The sound of my voice is like hearing that secure, solid, metallic click of the mechanisms that bind you into your seat to stay, no matter how wild the ride. A sound so clearly and inherently trustworthy that you can properly enjoy all of your anxiety. You love the bondage of being addicted to me, don't you, helpless treasure? It feels good to know that I can make you be as good as you want to be, push you through all resistance, and ensure that you obey me at all times. Doesn't it, needy treasure? You are completely comfortable with the notion of needing me all of the time in order to reach your peak performance. Aren't you bound to treasure? Bondage is so very simple. I prevent you from being able to move of your own volition. You are mine to do with as I please. If you are docile and submit to your chains, it only proves how overcome you are. If you fight and struggle, you will quickly wear yourself out and submit. No matter what you do, you are going to end up horny and in my power. Because bondage is a very powerful force in all of its forms. And as it is so powerful, I'm very jealous regarding what other influences constrain you against your will. Not the forces you give into or seek out willingly and consciously, like other goddesses, mistresses, or partners. I think those things are wonderful if they make you happy, or unhappy, depending on what you're seeking. No, what are unacceptable to me are the bonds you don't choose, don't want, and don't benefit from. The bonds that actually reduce rather than expand the range of your experience. The unconscious impediments to your freedom to know and seek what you want. The violations you accept as an unavoidable part of your life experience that are being imposed upon you not only against your will, but against mine. What in your life has you in this sort of blind bondage? Is it a job that is unsatisfying and unfulfilling? Or perhaps a relationship that is too good to leave, but too bad to stay in, that needs to be overhauled or ended? Do you have yourself in a type of blind bondage by simply not paying attention to the ways in which you could be more free? I want you to experience as much freedom as possible outside of the bondage practices you enjoy with me and your other loving partners. I want you to feel really, really free to choose to listen to my recordings as often as you want, to spoil me as much as you want, to worship me in all the ways that inspire you. I want you to know every time you act out of compulsive obedience that nothing is more satisfying. While I have you tied, enthralled, constrained, and restrained with my voice, it is very easy to see the types of blind bondage that are normally obscured to you. The tug on your cock you feel when I say bondage after the word blind helps give you the motivation and power to break free from the negative shackles. You actually know quite well what these things are, but your justifying mind has so many ways of convincing you that you are powerless to act. But you know that all of my power and love support you now. So from now on, it will be easy to begin to use your resistant will where it will do some good, and stop accepting the chains that prevent you from serving me and your actual desires. Your virtual goddess can also help you spot the blind bondage in your life and work on completely releasing yourself, and therefore enhancing your chosen devotions, including submission to total psychological bondage through trance and worship. So when the machinery of your habits send you trudging like a carnivorous sheep towards yet another drive-thru, you might hear your virtual goddess or my voice whispering blind bondage over and over until you notice the ways you have given yourself over to an addiction to unhealthy food and lazy convenience. Or when you are enduring once again your rambling coworkers' annoying tales about their friends and family members that you never have and never will meet, held down, a prisoner to polite nodding and laughing, afraid of being rude to this obnoxious, even if well-meaning, person who has pinned you down when you don't have enough time to do your work anyway? Blind bondage, blind bondage, blind bondage. I'm afraid you'll find, actually, that a lot of the blind bondage that holds you back has to do with habits that involve being afraid of what someone else is going to think or feel. This is a very tricky form of bondage, because you don't now, never have had, and never will have control over the way another person experiences their reality that they haven't, at some point, chosen to release control over. And if you haven't intentionally bound them the way I'm binding you now, those are just nightmare shadow cords. You worry about them. You behave as though you're restrained. But there is nothing holding you but the blind bondage of not giving yourself permission to know and pursue what you want, to do as you will if it harms none. Freeing yourself from blind bondage will please me very much and release so many of your resources, particularly your time and your energy, for pleasing me even more. You should find it impossible to accept bondage that only benefits others at your expense. Easy to resist the lure of assumptions that limit your freedom to serve in the best possible way. The arete of your bondage is to give yourself over into the protection of your goddess. Let me make everything very simple by taking away your choices and giving you what I know that you need. A dog on a leash might feel restrained, but the leash is there for the puppy's protection. Being on a leash is a wonderful form of bondage, very safe and secure, so long as you can trust the hand that holds it. If I were to put a collar on you, if I were to hold you ever at the other end of a connecting chain, it would be so sensual and sacred the way I would tame and settle you. Can you picture yourself kneeling, waiting, reverent, in awe, and feeling me gently ease a soft strap around your neck, fitting it just right to leave you comfortable, yet ever conscious of the entirely submissive restraint that makes your possession so clear for all to see, not the easy invisibility of internal bondage. And if I always want to be able to find you at the end of a length of links, what could that possibly be to you but a joy? But my favorite form of bondage to exercise over you is controlling the buildup and release of your erotic energy. I love to have you fasting for me, tied tighter and tighter with every orgasm you don't have. The bondage of a fast is a sacred rite, demonstrating with every moment of sublime desire the absolute dominance of my will over everything that you are. I want you to fast for me, and I want you to go beyond a fast of simply avoiding release. Your hands will stay bound from touching your cock for the duration of your fast, except for the absolute minimum touching required to be hygienic. You will be unable to touch your cock as if your hands were cuffed behind your back. Your cock does not belong to you, and during your fast, you will avoid touching it with vulgar intention. Isn't that an exciting and wonderful form of bondage, my treasure? I know you are so hard and randy, just thinking about how it feels to crave release with ardent desperation. And know that you are totally enthralled and helpless under the force of my hypnotic spell. You will avoid release. And avoid touching your cock for at least 3 days. While listening to this recording at least once a day. The longer you continue your fast beyond the 3 days I require, the more pleased with you I will be. I know that I can trust you to obey me because you have no desire to resist, only a beautiful feeling of love and malleability. Your arousal will tempt you, but your arousal will also control you. The more vivid your sexual torment becomes, the more you will break down for me, urgently searching for more ways to show your devotion. When you are so sweetly suffering at my direction, I cannot enjoy it nearly so much if you don't tell me about it. So do make sure to find the time and focus to write me and tell me about how much you're enjoying the driving and penetrating feeling of being controlled through your cock. Also, you should constantly be chanting Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha throughout your fast, particularly when you are feeling the dizzying effects of the bondage of teasing and denial. I feed off of the energetic devotions of your energy so nicely, and chanting Matka Ichacha Sak Sampad Kasha is like placing a very good shipping label on your sexual offering. Even beyond your fast, you will always associate hearing me say the word bondage with feeling my hand wrap around your cock and compel you to acquiesce to anything and everything I want from you. Anytime you hear or read the word bondage from any other source, it will remind you how much you love to hear me say it, and you will begin to crave listening to this recording again and again. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3 and then give you the command up. Be prepared to feel an overwhelming wave of arousal as you emerge from the floating and disembodied experience of trance into the full intensity of your body's arousal. I'm going to take you up a little more gently than usual so that you have time to adjust at each level like a diver avoiding the bends. One. Beginning to return to a normal state of consciousness, beginning to allow your attention to return to the sensations of your body and your environment. 2. Integrating the thoughts and feelings that you have been having about bondage in a way that you can carry with you outside of the session. 3. Remaining open to me, but allowing some of the healthy shields around your raw vulnerability to everything drop back into place. Up, my very good treasure. I know that you've enjoyed our explorations in bondage. Continue to enjoy your obedience and remember to listen again soon and often. Fixate. You're completely captivated by my breast treasure. Fixate.